fine, my gold eye. She's real fine, my gold eye, my gold eye.
It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. Now here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha and hello for tuning in to Hawaiian Automotive 101, coming to you live from Honolulu, Hawaii. Okay, today, well, this past week, we've been finding a lot of tires that are outdated. The worst tire, get this now, was 17 years old. 17 years old, folks. And the guy said, but it's got a lot of tread. It's like new. Yeah, you could have the tire on the shelf for 20 years. It's no good. It's like bread. If you had bread out on the shelf for 20 years, would you eat it? I don't think so. Okay? The accident that happened on the mainland with that Paul Walker, that movie star, in a brand new Porsche. The tires on that Porsche was 9 years old. When the tires get old, folks, they do not flex with the road. They get stiffer and hard and becomes more bumpy. So it'll make the car vibrate or flip over. So, there is lifespan on tires. And the lifespan that we see the safest is no longer than 6 years. Okay? On the sidewall of the tire, there is a date when it was manufactured. It's four numbers. The first two numbers is the week. The second two numbers is the year. So if it had 3114, it'd be the 31st week of the year 14. Okay? So before you mount your tires, buy your tires, look at the date. You don't want to be buying obsolete hard rubber tires. Okay? Now, way back when Hawaii was sugarcane and pineapple. Can you remember back then? If you're old enough to remember back then, the islands was just beautiful. Beautiful. And I think the reason they got rid of pineapple and sugarcane was, number one, they couldn't compete. But they could have done it another way. But something was fishy with the thing. Because they would not do it a better way. Like, there's no country in the world, no place in the world, can grow better pineapple than Hawaii. That's a fact, folks. When I used to go to the mainland for racing, I brought pineapple with me, and they loved it. I thought, not that good, you know. But they loved it. They said, no, it's sweet. And one day, my friend's wife brought pineapple from Mexico. Oh, I tell you, a lemon is sweeter than the pineapple. See? Now, Hawaii was canning the pineapples. When you can the pineapples all taste the same. But you cannot compete with the labor costs of the Philippines and Mexico and every place else. So, I talked to George Ariyoshi, the governor back then, and said, you know, you should have everybody sell fresh pineapple. Because then, there's no competition. we got the best. Well, never happened. Because their idea was far, far ahead of me. They're going to do homes, residential. Okay? Whatever. But, Ever Beach, couple A, go check. It does not pass the EIS. Because if there is a tsunami, it will cover Ever and couple A. The tsunami will come in an average of 6 to 7 miles. Go check it out. Anyway, energy is your number one industry in the world. Without energy, we don't survive. No planes fly, no boats go. You gotta go with sailboat. There's no electricity. How long will the world survive with no energy? Okay, so. Oh, I almost forgot. The new trivia for this week. You remember what trivia it's supposed to be? Huh?
No.
Okay. Let's make it easy. Easy trivia. How's that?
Sounds good.
Okay. Easy trivia. What year did the first spark plug reach Hawaii? No, I'm just kidding. That's not a trivia. I see everybody hitting the computers. When was the first spark plug in Hawaii? Anyway, talking about spark plug. The spark plug that I recommend using or have it installed into your cars is the Autolite AR series. Okay? The letter A and the letter R. R is in Roger. Okay? And then the number. AR stands for Autolite Racing. Autolite Racing plug has no resistance in the plug. All the rest of the spark plugs, there's high resistance. Some's higher than others. And they're not all equal. You can have a whole set and everyone will have a different resistance. The resistance cut down the voltage to the tip of the spark plug where it fires the gasoline. Okay? Why do you want to do that? So that the car eats more gasoline. Common sense. Okay? The Autolite Racing has zero resistance. So if you got 40,000 volts coming from the wire to the plug, it'll be 40,000 volts in the chamber to fire the plug. Okay? Now, the good part of that design of the Autolite Racing spark plug is, if you're familiar with what a spark plug looks like, the ground electrode that goes over the top is cut back, exposing the center, so the flash goes straight to the piston in the chamber. It's not shielded. Okay? Go try it. Go try a set of Autolite Racing plugs and you're gonna love it. There's a big difference. Okay, now here comes some sad news about what's that ice cream place? Bubbies. After 30 years being at that location, 30 years, folks, they're closing down because the lease rent is too high. That's not right. You know, what's happening to Hawaii? Why are the landowners getting so greedy and shutting down businesses? Businesses that are landmarks that's been there forever. I don't understand it. Like Cambo, the bowling alley by Cam Shopping Center, it went down. All for one girl to go in. The rail should stop. We should stop the rail and take the losses now, because the losses later is going to be horrendous, folks. A lot of people were asking, why didn't they start the rail at Alamoana Shopping Center and go towards Kapolei? You know why they didn't do that? Give me a call. 808-524-1080. 524-1080. Okay? Anyway. Is it break time? Yes, it's break time.
Okay, we'll be right back on Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nika.
She's real fine.
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there is a faster, cheaper, and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367, or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled EnviroClean.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks, and they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii, so you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Senior, either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Senior.
She's real fine, my 49.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and how's rolling, Bob?
I'm just sitting here shaking my head again about what we all see is, and you're right, I don't understand how they raise the rent so high and then the place sits empty for like 10 years.
Yep.
I mean, it isn't like they're raising the rent because somebody wants to come in, so I don't understand. There must be some advantage to not renting out your property. I don't know what it is. But like you said, you know, you see these places closed and you drive by there forever and nothing opens up in their place.
Mm-hmm.
And you just, it marvels at me. And you're right. And on the music scene, the clubs are closing the same reason. The rent comes up, the people go, okay, we want, you know, like if, for an example, it's $1,000 a month. Then they go, oh, we want $5,000 a month.
Mm-hmm.
What? Wait a minute. I can't raise my rate. You know, it's,
yep.
The people don't understand is that even though people think everybody has, you know, you just can't throw money around like that. Your customers, right?
Yep.
If your rent goes up, you can't just triple what you pay for the hamburger.
Nope.
And people just come in and go, oh, sure, okay.
Mm-mm.
Because, you know, one thing I always tell people, Macy's has a sale every day. Why? Because people don't like to pay what the price is. Even if they mark it up and mark it down. So it's I don't know, it's just crazy. And the rail, you know, they haven't even taken all of the bids yet for the rail. I just found this out the other day.
Hmm.
So, you know, when they get to, like, Dillingham, then they're going to start taking bids on how much it's going to cost.
Wow, kind of too late.
whole thing is, like you said, they should just, you know what, I would say just run it to the airport and be done, or actually run it to the stadium and be done. And that's what I always thought was the best deal.
Because
you bring them in for the games, plus there's parking, right, for a lot of cars.
Yep.
People come in, you know, that far or what. Anyway, I'm just getting all frustrated here. Anyway, folks, if you get a chance, come out and see the Blue Angels at Carnioli today.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're flying today, maybe not, kind of overcast in tomorrow. So anyway, as always, take care of your car. It'll take care of you. We'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Thanks, Bob. Okay. I still didn't find my my trivia question. Oh, here we go. Okay, here's the trivia question. And this is for people who knows my race car. Okay? My race car, Shenandoah. What was the very first sponsor to sponsor me?
Hold on, Ron.
Okay? What company or what was my very first sponsor? On my Nova. My 65 Nova, Shenandoah. Okay, this is for a complete oil change, engine oil change, and check out from bumper to bumper, roof to tires. We always do that. Okay? That's a safety thing. And talking about safety, the state should get rid of safety check. It's a lose money. Put the people in the administrative office for safety check into weights and measures where it helps the people. I don't know. I'm just talking, nobody listens, so. If you buy a new car, highly, highly recommended to put the electronic rustproofing device on the car. The electronic rustproofing device covers the car 100%. Everything metal will be covered. Okay? Okay, who do we have now?
We have Ron from Kalihi.
Hi, Ron.
Hey, how's it, George? Hey, just was wanting to talk about that H1 between, you know, like Vineyard going towards town. You know how they revamped all the lanes, made them kind of more narrow, but they fit more lanes, you know, across. And I don't know, you've been noticing a lot of pileups been occurring recently over there.
Yeah.
In that stretch.
You know why?
I have a theory, but go ahead.
I checked with the federal, and they said it's allowable to make the lane skinny for special, you know, a temporary thing, but it's not a permanent thing. That's illegal because it's a safety feature. It's, you narrow the lanes, you have to lower the speed limit.
Well, what is it now, like 45?
Yes.
Yeah, but even that, people don't follow that. I see people whipping them doing 60, 65, you know.
Yeah, it's not safe. It's, you know, and the state is just wishing and praying to get sued.
Yeah, but, I mean, if the accidents continue, they might end up, you know, revamping them again and go lose one lane, and then you're going to get all the back up again, and all the nightmare traffic every day. So, I mean, you know, people just got to, I mean, they just got to, you know, cool it, man, in that area. Just never mind changing lanes so much. I mean,
yeah,
people are just cutting lanes.
You're crazy.
You know, and when one lane stops, the people on the side is flying on 45, you know, and you know these cars stop. Somebody can change lanes, and then boom, wow, an accident.
They don't think. People don't think, and it's sad.
Yeah, I drive them every day, so I've been noticing that. Well, hopefully, maybe the people can kind of, you know.
Wake up? I don't think so.
Easy, you know?
Yeah, they need a policeman there.
Yeah, something. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, that's it, Judge. Thanks.
Okay,
good
thanks
show.
For the call.
Aloha.
Aloha. Okay, so, yes, those skinny lanes, folks, go check. It's only supposed to be temporary, and it's supposed to slow the speed limit down. But nothing is being done. They're just begging for more accidents. And if any lawyers out there listening, and there's a lawsuit coming up, that's it. Okay? You got a tip. Okay, so, anyway, electronic rust-proofing device, I highly recommend on all new cars. It completely covers everything, including the exhaust of the vehicle. Okay? And it's worth it. It's a lifetime guarantee. You can get it from Harvey Maeda on Kauai. And Harvey's number. And, you know, he's a nice guy. Harvey also has Royal Purple oil and ethanol. Harvey's number is 651-2813. 651-2813. And I know people on Kauai don't pick up the radio signal, but if you're on the internet, you can pick it up. Okay? On the other islands, Maui, Molokai, Big Island, Lanai, can give us a call at 808-847-5554, and we'll be glad to send it to you. It's very, very easy to install. Okay? So, anyway, highly recommend it to put the electronic rust-proofing device on. In fact, they should have that device, a bigger one, on all high-rises on the metal structure. Then you get rid of Spalding cracks. Spalding cracks is from the rebars and steel bars in the concrete that is rusting. Okay. Check your belts. When you have your car service, ask to have a technician check your drive belts. Because you break the drive belt, you're going to be stalled on the freeway, dead battery and all that. And every time you have your car serviced, it is highly recommended to check your battery. Check your battery. Okay? It's not the volts. It's the load tests. You got to have it load tested to check if the battery cells in each cell is good. Because if you have one weak or dead cell, it'll show 12 volts. But when it comes time to start the car, no, it won't start. Okay? If you got questions, give me a call. 808-524-1080. Well, I guess everybody is trying to figure out which was my first sponsor on the car. Every sticker on that race car was a sponsor. Okay? Every sticker. And the way I got the rest of the sponsors was from the first one. Because I take care of them. You have to take care of your sponsors. For the sponsors to sponsor you.
Hello?
Okay? So, anyway. The gas pumps. A lot of people use the 92 thinking that they're buying 92. It is not, there is no such thing as 92 in all of the USA, folks. The highest octane in the USA, the 91, 92, or 93, whatever is in the 90s posted on the pump, is 80. Philippines is 104.
Okay?
America is the lowest octane in the world. So can you imagine what the 87 posted as 87 is? Okay? When you read your owner's manual, it says do not run fuel below 92. It doesn't mean that they want you to run 92. They're saying do not go below. The car would rather have 100. Okay?
Hi.
So, anyway, it's your car. your damage. It also damages the transmission, folks. When you have substandard gas, it will damage the transmission because the automatic transmission is hooked up with the computer, and the computer does the shifting and all that. So when it senses substandard fuel, it slips the transmission. So the car seems like it's running okay, but it's not. Try 2 gallons of ethanol with the Shell Premium and see how much smoother the car will run. I guarantee it. It will run smoother. And the ethanol is not corrosive and damaging to rubber, plastics, and everything else. The people are mixing it up with methanol. Methanol alcohol is highly corrosive and damaging. It's not the same thing, because you cannot drink methanol. Highly poisonous. Okay, but you can drink ethanol.
Okay?
Okay? So, anyway. Okay, who do we have next?
We have Nick from Honolulu.
Hi, Nick.
Hello, thank you for taking my call. Hi. Long time I heard before that you could put mothballs in older cars.
Mm-hmm.
Can you put in new cars with catalytic converter and that kind of stuff, computer?
Yeah, mothballs is only an octane booster.
Oh.
The naphthalene chemical in the mothball is an octane booster, and all gasolines have naphthalene.
Oh.
It's just not enough. But
how many should I put inside in that one tank, 17-gallon tank?
A whole box.
Whole box? Okay.
Whole box. But you got to remember now, the mothball is very, very poisonous.
Oh.
It kills moths. Okay? So that's why we got away from mothballs and went with ethanol. Because ethanol is clean. You can drink it.
Oh.
Okay?
Okay.
And the ethanol will boost the gasoline much higher and better than mothballs.
Ethanol.
Mm-hmm.
But it's okay if I put, I can put 1 box.
Yep.
Thank you for telling me.
Okay.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Thanks for the call. Okay, who's next?
We have from Celine Steve on the line.
Who?
Okay, I think I got this trivia one. Was your first sponsor for Shenandoah?
No. Celine Steve don't qualify.
Oh, thank God.
He's trying to spill the beans over here.
Oh, I'm looking for an oil change in there. No, okay, that's all right. Okay, if I cannot qualify, then that's all right. But anyway, the reason why they didn't start at Alamona Center is because if they had started at Alamona Center, they would have ran out of money. They would be over budget by the time they got to downtown.
I think they would get over budget at Pequoy.
No, Pequoy is too close to Alamoana. They would make it probably just over to about downtown, and then they would probably run out of money.
You know, to South Street.
The money that they spend on the rail and everything else is coming in the way of, you know, they have, there's too many fingers in the pie, so to say, but, you know, they don't realize that all of the utility movements that they're going to have to pay for, and all of the underground sewer lines and the disruption to that Alamoana Center area.
Yes.
And downtown is going to be horrendous.
Yes.
And, you know, people would certainly, you know, speak up a lot more than they are with the, when they were going in the countryside from Kapolei to Waipahu.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that went up pretty quick, but still, yeah, the cost was rather high.
Yep.
And, you know, people haven't seen the true cost, because they won't admit to what the true cost is. And quite frankly, the attitude from the city is basically the train already left the station, so whatever it's going to cost us is whatever it's going to cost us. And all of the Kabuki Act and the Shibai that the politicians are giving us in terms of, well, you know, I didn't know that it was going to cost this much or that kind of stuff. They knew. They just didn't want to tell the people, because they told the taxpayers what the true cost was going to probably end up at, they would put the rail thing down, the issue down. But like anything else, you know, politicians, people believe what the politicians tell them, and that's why we get what we get.
That's right.
You know, so Unfortunately, people that have been that know the right information, you know, they get shot down. They get the character gets assassinated because they're not playing along with the status quo.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, that is a shame. But the truth will come out. And then, you know, thing is that, like, one politician told me, well, Steve, you know, I won't be in office by that time. The world gets finished, so, you know, not my problem.
Mm-hmm.
Terrible, yeah.
That's bad.
But that's what I was told, and, you know.
Just imagine if the leaders of before thought the same way as they do today.
Yeah, it's just terrible.
Gone, yeah.
That's why, you know, we get what we get, and, you know, and that's why you cannot keep putting in the same
that's
politicians
right.
all the time. You know, politician, the job of, you know, a statesman or a politician, it wasn't to go ahead and have a lifetime career.
Steve, politicians are supposed to be treated like diapers.
Yeah, sooner or later you got to change them.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they get dirty or it becomes a real stinky situation.
They're full of you know what.
They're full of crap.
Yeah.
That's true. All right, well, you have a rest of the afternoon, but I'll be curious to see as to who gets the answer correct. All right.
Okay.
Take care, Jeff.
Thanks, Steve.
Bye.
Okay.
We have Fred from Kalihi.
Hi, Fred.
Hi. Is it Chevron?
What?
Chevron.
Chevron?
Your trivia question.
No, Chevron, they don't like me from day one.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
Okay? Thanks for trying. Okay, is it break time?
It is. We'll be right back with George Nita on Hawaiian Automotive 101.
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there is a faster, cheaper, and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367, or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled EnviroClean.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
You're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV, and don't know who to trust? Call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business, 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumualii Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, but I had a friend instead. I felt proud of myself. When you said I should, I didn't drink and drive, but some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight. I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew it was coming on, something I expected to be. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, the first seems so far away. My own blood's all around me, as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy has no idea why he was flying high. Because he chose to drink and drive, and I would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom? Knowing that it runs wide, and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives. Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have told him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. He's at my final minute, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that he could hold him on as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love him all. So I love him.
George Nita, I want you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here's Mr. George Nita.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and who's next on the line?
We have Stephen from Kailua.
Hey, Stephen.
Hey, George, how's it? I got two questions, but I like trying that trivia.
Good luck.
I never really used to go to the racetrack, so I'm probably wrong anyway, but was it Bonds Performance Center?
No.
Okay, not even closer.
No.
They're still around.
Yeah, they're moving.
They're moving.
Yeah, Ron's is moving because, there you go again, the rent is too high. You know, these landowners, I don't know what they're thinking.
I know, greedy.
Unbelievable.
Money's a root of all evil, man, if you put it in the wrong hands.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if you get half a bread from everybody, you know, be happy.
Yeah.
If everybody moves out, you got nothing. That's what happened in Orange County. They did the same thing, and that's history. The landowners started charging ridiculous prices for rent. Everybody moved out of Orange County. Orange County went bankrupt.
That's California.
Yep.
Yeah, it's a crazy state.
If it can happen there, it can happen here.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Anyway, my first question. Okay, see, like, I live in Kailua, and I want to go canoeing. All the gas stations are closed. I don't have gas. I can go to the liquor store and buy vodka, right?
Yeah.
That was vodka.
Yep.
There you go, guys. The favorite liquor store right around the corner.
Yeah, right around the corner.
Oh, man. Let's see. Well, it's kind of expensive, but when it's down to five, we're going to see what the biggest bottle looks like.
Yeah.
And then, second question. Oh, yeah, you know that real guy, Daniel Grabowskis?
Mm-hmm.
He's got a nickname, Daniel Grab the Money.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. He's a demon, man.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, you know the car battery, it wants fluid inside, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it eventually evaporates. You could put alkaline water or tap water in there.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of make alkaline water better.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. All right. That's it. Oh, yeah. One, are you still using ethanol? What?
No.
Oh my. I know you can do it, darling. Okay, that's all I want to say.
Okay, thanks.
Okay,
aloha. Okay, give us a call at 808-524-1080. 808-524-1080. I know a lot of you are hitting the computers to figure out or see what was my first sponsor on my race car, Shenandoah. It's not on the computer, folks. So forget it. either was at the races and know what was the first sponsor, or that's it. So, yes, Ranch Racing is moving from where they're at on Nimitz Highway to Sand Island. The rent is just too high, and everybody's getting hit with the rent stuff, you know, and it's sad. It's sad. You know, companies that have been there for 30 years or longer is shutting down. Not nice. Anyway. Guess the trivia and you get a free oil change. Okay? The oil change is, the prize is good for 6 months. Okay? So, anyway, we buy tires. I recommend buying them from Amazon.com. It's cheaper. And freight is free. We used to bring it in from Tire Rack, and oh, it's awful expensive. The shipping is ridiculous. Almost $200 for shipping. So, but Amazon.com is free shipping, and the tires is cheap, or cheaper than Tire Rack or even Costco. It's cheaper than Costco, you know. Okay? I'm talking about Costco. When Costco opened up in Eveleigh, all the gas stations in the area dropped gallonage by more than 50%. It hurt the local businessmen. More than 50%. Unbelievable. So, they need to check the octane. There is a lot of stuff on the website about the lowest octane gives the best performance and the best mileage. That's all BS, folks. You gotta be careful because the oil companies, you know, are trying to protect their interests. You gotta think, it's common sense. If you owned Tesoro, would you like to see George Nita open up an ethanol station and put you out of business? Huh? It's common sense. That's why all across America, they do not buy ethanol from American refineries. They bring it in from Brazil. They want American refineries to fill up. That way they go and buy them out so nobody else can start it up again. Okay? So, anyway, ethanol is the best fuel for the future. That's the remark coming from Henry Ford when he made the first automobile. Okay? So, if you haven't tried ethanol, try it. You're going to love it. Your car will love it. It will run smoother, better performance, everything better. Better mileage. Okay? So, re-mix your windshield and change your windshield wipers every 6 months. As far as re-mixing, I do mine once a month. It's really good. The rainwater bounces off the windshield. And you don't, you know, it's you get better vision.
What? The rear, the glass in the back. The rear view glass.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's good because the water doesn't stick to the glass.
Yeah, it makes it
beads and falls off.
Right.
Yeah. Good stuff. In fact, it's good for your shower door.
Is once a month doing that enough?
Yep. Yep. That's enough. But you gotta remember now, when you put the Rain-X on, it takes two coats, not one, two. Okay?
So how do you apply it? Two times, or you wipe it off and then apply again?
You put it on, and wipe it off, and put it on again. That's perfect. Okay? Spray all your rubber and plastic parts with silicone. Silicone preserves the rubber and plastic. Okay? And wax your car. before it rains. If you bought a new car, go out and get the Meguiar's spray wax, instant spray wax. You spray it on, wipe it, done. Just like pledge. Is it break time?
I believe so.
Okay.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back on Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita.
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there's a faster, cheaper, and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367, or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled EnviroClean.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks, and they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii, so you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447.
That's hard.
Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
It'd be better that way.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409.
Okay, we're back rolling in again. And who's next on the phone?
We have Dean from Honolulu.
Hi, Dean.
Hey, you guys have bought a new car about maybe 11 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
Is it too late for that electronic?
No. No, no, you still can put it on.
Can still put it on?
Yep.
Oh, okay, okay, that was all.
Okay.
I'll call later for
all right.
Okay, yeah, bye.
Okay, who's next?
Can that dot 3 Dean on the line?
Who that? Who that dot 3 Dean?
Hey, you wanted to hear what the latest is, right? Show guest, the best guest still left to buy.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, you know, so I gotta tell people something though. You know, I had some gas when the octane was relatively high. I had stored sugar distillate since April this year, since April. I had it stored, and probably I needed some gas in my car. So I thought to myself, 6 months went by, let me see what this gas is like. 50-50 ethanol mix now, after 6 months.
Still the same.
Yeah, 91. It was still 91.
Still the same.
Yep. Still 91. You know, I guess, the point I'm aiming to is, that's why we need ethanol. Ethanol is a gas presumably.
Yep.
That's why we don't, in 6 months, I guess, probably if I waited a year, now I'm going to wait a year to see if it goes, so...
I don't think it will.
Yeah, the problem is, but you know, let's see. I mean, again, another reason why we should and we need ethanol.
Mm-hmm.
Our gas will be going so sour so fast.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, that's the latest. Yep, by the Shell V power. It's about 89 right now.
Okay.
Anyway,
thanks a lot, Dean.
Thanks a lot. Yeah. Okay.
He goes and checks the gasoline. His own money, his own time. The state is supposed to be doing that. The state doesn't do it. So, it's part of trying to help the people. He does it. Okay? Who's next?
Can we have Ken from Honolulu?
Hi, Ken. Hi, Ken. Did we lose
him? Your store is at?
Oh,
can
okay.
We like you. Thank you.
What do you need?
If we wanted to buy the products, can we come to your store?
Yeah.
Where is it at?
It's 1316 Kalmorley East Street. That's the street in the back of Dillingham Zippies.
Thank you.
Okay.
Can we call on the phone?
Sure.
Fine, we get lost.
Sure. 847-5554.
Mahalo.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Yes, yes. If you haven't tried ethanol, folks, I highly recommend you try it because the car will run even better. Yes, auto repair shops will not like it too much because the car will not break down. It runs better. Okay? And that's what we're trying to do, is help the people. Too many people are struggling today with high rents and stuff. Even homes, the rents are going up through the ceiling. I don't know how families can afford it. $2,600 a month for rent? Wow. Wow. They got to have a good job. You may as well pay mortgage. That's what mortgage is. Oh, I don't know. So anyway, give us a call at 808-524-1080. Wow, I guess this trivia this week is good because nobody's won it yet.
Okay, we have Barbara from Waipahu.
Hi, Barbara.
I asked you this question before, but I want to get it clear again. You said that I have two questions. First one is when you hear that little squeak or something, I don't know what you call it, when you're trying to accelerate, usually it's when you accelerate, but after a second or so, it goes away. But you said just because it goes away, it doesn't mean that it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Is it the fan belt?
It's the belt.
Mm-hmm.
It's your fan belt.
Fan belt?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you didn't tell me that last time.
It's your belt.
So that means it's time to change.
Yes. It's not the belt around your waist, you know. It's the belt that drives the alternator.
Is it time to change, or could it also be you need to tighten it or something?
Usually it's time to change. Because of the harsh environment we have nowadays, it really eats up the belt.
Because I thought you said it was about the gasoline.
The gasoline is knocking sound.
Knocking, yeah, I think, I don't know what the word is, maybe it's knocking, maybe it's the knock.
Yeah.
And then it goes away after a few seconds.
Yeah, that is the gasoline.
Because I've been using the V-Power Shell, but I haven't put any ethanol or...
depending on the type of car you have. If you have a later model car...
2004 Toyota Corolla.
Oh, Toyotas love ethanol. You gotta use ethanol.
Yeah, I haven't put in, so... Okay, because I stopped putting the mothballs.
Try the ethanol.
Okay. So it's not the fan belt.
No. The knocking sound is the fuel.
Well, I'm not sure what
squeaky sound is the belt.
I don't know what squeaky or knocking sound means, so...
I think the belt, it makes a squealing noise.
Yeah.
Squeak!
Like, yeah.
I don't, but either one, I mean, whatever, it's when you... Or... I wonder if when I also turn the ignition on, with the key.
Well, bring it in and we can check it for you.
And the auto light, if you've never used the auto light spark plugs, you gotta just change all of them?
Yes.
Oh, so you don't change spark plugs one by one?
We do.
Oh,
okay.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. We gotta go, and I'd like to thank all the callers for calling in, making the show what it is today. And take care of each other, folks. Please don't drink and drive. Aloha.
Andy.